Just a little preamble to say that this is in no way meant to undermine the state of the world and its injustices, but I promised a couple of my new GWA sapphic friends something wholesome and silly to hopefully make them smile. So I scoured the internet last night, and here we go. Apologies if you've heard them all before. 1. What did the janitor say when they jumped out of the closet? Supplies! That's one of my favorites. 2. What was E.T. short for? Because he had little legs. 3. Why didn't the melons get married? Because they cantaloupe. 4. Why are Christmas trees very bad at knitting? They always drop their needles. My family never allowed real Christmas trees for that very reason. 5. Why did the coach go to the bank? To get his quarterback. Anecdote time. Being British and not very into sports, I do know a little of American football because I partake in a fantasy league each year with some online friends. We've been doing it for maybe 6 years now, and I still have no idea what I'm doing. But I've learned a few of the positions, such as wide receiver and tight end. It's a very filthy sport. Anyway, and somehow I managed to actually win it 1 year. And you have no idea how enjoyable it was for me, as a clueless Brit, to beat the Americans. No offense, but I mean, it was almost to the point of being sexual. I'm not particularly patriotic, it's just I'm very competitive. Also, I support the Packers, because cheese. Anyway. 6. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasto. 7. How does NASA organize a party? They plan it. 8. Why did the pony have to gargle? Because he was a little horse. 9. Did you know that milk is the fastest liquid on Earth? It's pasteurized before you even see it. 10. What did one ocean say to the other ocean? Nothing. They just waved. 11. Why are elevator jokes so good? Because they work on so many levels. 12. Okay, this might be the most well-known, but it's so cute. How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? 10 tickles. 13. I made a pencil with 2 erasers. It was pointless. 14. How do you make a Kleenex dance? You put a little boogie in it. Did you know that in the UK we call buggers bogies? It's so strange that we have so many different words for the same things. 15. What do you call an illegally parked frog? toad. Sixteen. Why are spiders so smart? They can find everything on the web. If you can stand to look at spiders, go and check out the peacock spider. It's one of my favorites. It's so called because its colors obviously remind one of peacocks, and they dance. You have to go and check it out. I showed one to my niece, dancing to the song YMCA to try and convince her that spiders can be cool, but I mean, it got a smile out of her, but I don't think it quite worked. 17. Wanna hear a joke about paper? Never mind, it's terrible. 18. I could tell a joke about pizza, but it's a little cheesy. 19. Don't trust atoms. They make up everything. 20. Why is no one friends with Dracula? Because he's a pain in the neck. 21. What do you call a boomerang that does not come back? A stick. 22. What do you call a line of men waiting for a haircut? A barbecue. 23. What goes oh, oh, oh? Santa walking backwards. Not me orgasming with a sore throat. 24. What do frogs wear on their feet? Open-toed sandals. Sorry. (clears throat) 25. Why don't koalas count as bears? They don't have the right qualifications. 26. What did the big flower say to the little flower? Hi, bud. Oh. 27. Why are pirates called pirates? Because they are. 28. How do you know if Santa's been in your garden shed? You've got 3 extra hoes. 29. Have you heard the one about the skunk? Never mind, it really stinks. We don't have skunks here in the UK. Number 30. I saw a movie about how ships are put together. It was riveting. 31. What does the world's top dentist get? A little plaque. 32. Have you heard about Murphy's Law? Yes? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. How about Cole's Law? No? It's julienne cabbage in a creamy dressing. 33. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One is really heavy, the other's a little lighter. 34. Why was a tomato red? Because he saw the salad dressing. 35. A beaver's tail makes them look odd, but without it they would look otter. I don't think a beaver would look like an otter without its tail. They've got them teeth for a start. 36. A man walks into a library and orders a hamburger. The librarian says, "This is a library." The man apologizes and whispers, "I'd like a hamburger, please." Don't think my librarian friend would appreciate that joke. 37. How do you look for Will Smith in the snow? Just follow the fresh prints. 38. Some people eat snails. They must not like fast food. 39. YouTube keeps recommending me videos of politicians dancing. Must be the algorithm. Forty. A friend of mine tried to annoy me with bird puns, but toucan play at that game. Speaking of Pride Month, which I wasn't, but shh. Check out the Keel Billed Toucan, K-E-E-L, also known as the Rainbow Billed Toucan. The colours on its bill are so beautiful, though they do make me want an ice lolly. I'm sure I've had ice lollies that colour. I can't remember what you call them in the US. Pops? Ice pops? Lollipops? Something. Something with the word pop in it. Or ice. Anyway. 41. My friend just moved, so I got her a set of radiators. It's a housewarming present. 42. What is Beethoven's favourite fruit? Banana. Forty-three. My wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction. So I packed up my stuff and write. I really do have no sense of direction. 44. How do you make holy water? You boil the hell out of it. 45. I've been reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. 46. Spring is here. I got so excited I wet my plants. 47. What's the best part about living in Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. A random fact about me, I love flags. Seychelles is my favourite. 48. What does a zombie vegetarian eat? Grains. 49. What does a cheese say to itself in the mirror? Looking Gouda. Go and pretend to be a big cheese and tell yourself you're looking Gouda. And finally, number 50, in honour of Monday's International Dinosaur Day. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom? Because the pee is silent. Okay. I hope that this did make you smile. I think it's important to take occasional mental health breaks and step away to recharge our batteries every once in a while. Just because we can't be much help to anyone if we feel defeated and deflated ourselves. So again, I hope this was a small distraction, and please do remember to take care of yourself as well as others. Be kind, and thank you for listening.